from Channel 10 here. Thank you so much for joining me today. Here I am with Mark Mercury from RoboChamps. Mark, thank you so much.
Thanks, Tina.
And let's talk a little bit about RoboChamps. What exactly is it?
So RoboChamps is a new simulated robotics competition that Microsoft will be unveiling on April 21st.
Now, this is a worldwide competition, though. You don't have to be a Microsoft employee to actually do the robots.
That's correct. I've spent months with lawyers to make sure that everybody in the world can participate.
Fantastic. Now, when you say simulation robotics competition, talk a little bit more about that.
Okay. So we initially looked at doing a real robotics competition with real robots. And the challenge is that today robots are expensive.
Yes.
Sometimes you can't buy them wherever you are. And then if you get one, sometimes it's difficult to get some add-on parts to it. So if you wanted a laser rangefinder, for example, it's $6,000.
Huh.
Okay. Simulation, we can give you all that for free. And we're using Microsoft Robotics Developer Studio under the covers. And what that allows you to do is to try things out in simulation and then against real robots. So in theory, all the code that you're writing inside for the contest, you could then reposition and point at a real robot. And for our finals, we're going to fly top four finalists to the PDC to compete with real robots. So you'll start off in the sim and then go to the PDC and use real robots there.
Now, so when does the competition begin?
So April 21st is when the website, www.robochamps.com, goes live and the competition begins. And the competition is broken up into a series of challenges. And what the challenges do is they give you a simulated environment and they give you a simulated robot. And you're challenged to solve a problem. So the first one is like a training level in a game. It's about a maze.
Okay, so you're going to actually give me the robot.
Exactly.
Oh, I like it.
And the environment. So
free.
Simulation is cool because you can also give people environments that you wouldn't normally be able to give them. So
let's go ahead and actually take us through an environment while you talk about that.
Sure. Let's go ahead and spin up. Let's do robot rescue. That's one of the more interesting ones.
Okay.
And one of the benefits we get with simulation is here we're going to take a robot through a city after an earthquake. Now, it's very difficult to generate cities on demand for earthquakes, but simulation will allow you to do that. Now, what I'm going to do today is, typically for these challenges, people are writing code underneath the covers, and for people who think it's really difficult, we use .NET code. Everything in Robotic Studio is based on .NET. So it's really easy for casual developers to get involved, and you can use the Express tools. You don't need a professional developer. But what I'm going to show you today is using an Xbox 360 controller.
Oh, see, that's what our people want to hear.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we'll release these challenges for people to write code for, and then once the contest is over, and these contests basically run independently, like every month, we'll release one with a dashboard so you can actually interact with an Xbox 360 controller or just with your mouse. So you can see here on the right-hand side, this is the environment that we've built out. You can see here we've got a city sort of after an earthquake has happened. There's the bridge that's gone down. There's some rubble and all sorts of interesting stuff
just
there.
Just a generic city.
Just a generic city, exactly.
Yeah, right.
And here's our little robot that we built. Now what we're going to do is we're just going to hook up to this. For those of you guys that are programmers out there, we're using services underneath the covers here. And we've got services that hook up to all these different things on our robot. So if you look over here, you can see that there are cameras that are attached to the front and the back of the
okay.
robot. So we get simulated web cameras.
So these are your controls, and here's what we're looking at. Here's the map. Sort of, it looks like an open environment, too, so you can kind of roam around a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't we go ahead and do that? So I'm going to click the drive button here, and you can see that we're using the Xbox 360. Okay. I'm just going to click this here,
yeah,
and we're in action.
All right.
So we can go ahead and explore the environment.
And as you're exploring, if this were actual competition, are you, like, fighting against another robot? Is it one-on-one, team, capture the flag? What kind of competition
is it? So it's a great question. So these are less about battle, but it's all about competition.
Okay.
Right. So you're not going to be bludgeoning anyone in these games. But a lot of times it's you versus the environment, so you start off with that maze.
I see.
Then you're the Mars rover, so you're going to be driving this thing around on Mars and doing some exploration there. There's a city environment where you're driving downtown. But there's other cars around. So in theory, you could take it and start smashing into other cars if you wanted to. I mean, and that's one of the cool things about it. It is sort of like an open world scenario where you can go and do some other interesting things. So we've got a city. It's designed for these tasks, right, that you'll go off and do. But there's like outdoor French cafes and grocery stores and parking lots. So you could start doing some interesting stuff on your own.
So just to be clear, it's not a video game. It's a robotic competition.
It is not a video game. It is a competition. It's very interesting, though, because under the covers we're using XNA, which we're using in the Xbox space. And it was funny. I was talking to one of the guys in the Xbox world, and I was we were trying to see, are there any synergies between this and the stuff that they're doing? And he said, well, you know, I hear you explaining a robot to me, but what I'm hearing is non-player characters. So when you're fighting characters in a game, they're basically building robots.
Right.
In their case, they're using simulation, but it's really in the context of a game.
So for sure, there's lots of crossover. We'll go over your driving or your little navigation you have over here.
Sure. So here are the bumpers that are on this guy. So let's see. Where have we actually put them? Let's track them down. So what you're looking at right now, this is the simulation engine. So you can see that I've got a camera, right? So if you're an amateur filmmaker, you can go ahead and do all your special shots and whatever. I did mention that this is based on the new version of Robotics Studio, Robotics Developer Studio 2008. And what it does is allows you to record and playback information. So we record the information to make sure that you're going through the challenge and completing the goals, but you can also record your own videos. And now we effectively have given you sets and actors to go ahead and do some interesting stuff as well.
So we got some machinima happening in RoboChamps.
Exactly, exactly. And we even have a machinima podcast that we're going to be doing based on this. So here's our environment. We can see that there's stuff that's going around. What I'm going to do now is just sort of zoom in on this guy, and we'll show you what he can do. So we'll go back to the dashboard. You can see here on the left-hand side, it looks like I'm bumping up against something. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and click drive. We'll move me out of that ditch. And you can see that these were going red and green, because basically these were hitting things and sending messages back. Here's our arm. I can move it forward and backwards. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and take this guy. And basically you have control of all the joints. Go ahead and spin him around so we can see him.
Wow. We're saving people a lot of money in physical hardware.
You can go ahead and manipulate that right there. I do a little pincher, and then this guy can spin around as well. So what you'll do is you'll explore the environment. There are some objects in here. There are some people in here that you can save. And you can even see the little advertisements in here. This one for robotics.
Oh, so if I'm, say, I don't know, I'm EA or somebody, and I go, hey, that's kind of cool. I think that's our target audience. Can I advertise on a billboard?
Absolutely.
And oh, cool.
It's funny you mentioned that. The guys at Massive, who are in the Xbox space, provide the ads for people like EA inside of the Xbox games, saw this, and they said, hey, yeah, we'd like to get involved. And they've done a wrapper for us that you can use inside a Robotics Developer Studio. So we'll have billboards. So if you want to advertise, just send me an email at mercury@microsoft.com.
Maybe a Channel 10 vending machine or something?
Absolutely. Oh. Well, actually, we're in talks to actually have advertising for Channel 10 and some of the other DPE properties here at Microsoft.
Okay, and let's take a look at Mars real quick as well, if we can.
You bet, you bet. Let's go ahead and bring that up here. Huh? You can see there's our Mars rover, and here's a dashboard. This is because these are released early, these are the early versions, so we'll get them nice and pretty for time of launch. And
I see, so the dashboard is slightly different than it was in the last environment.
Right, so we've got a couple things that we'll add in here. So we've got our bumpers. Mm-hmm. They're on different pieces there. We've now got four webcams. There's what's called a laser range finder on here as well. And now you're off, and you're exploring the surface of Mars.
Dun, 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 dun.
And let's go ahead and look at one of the cameras that's on here. You can sort of get the rover's eye view, or we can look and see what's going on in the back.
And so each environment you go to in the competition is obviously a different type of robot. It's not like you're given one robot at the beginning, and it takes you through the whole season.
Exactly, exactly. Okay. So what we do is we give you a different environment and different robot for every competition. Okay, and now we will release the environments and the robots, so you can go ahead and add different, you can put the Mars rover in the rescue environment if you wanted to.
Okay.
Like that. But the thing is, we want to make sure that people get outside of their traditional concept of what a robot is as well. Because a lot of people have an emotional reaction to the word robot, and usually it's really good. It's, you know, R2-D2 or Kit from Knight Rider, or Japan, it's Astro Boy. But if you think about it, your car is a robot, right? There's lots of systems running inside of your car. And if you get away from the concept of, well, robots don't necessarily need to be mobile, well, your house is a robot because you've got sensors, you've got people that have home automation stuff that's set up right now. And we're seeing this get connected up more and more often. And you can do a lot of that really cool stuff with Robotic Studio, and we're having some fun showing some people in some really neat environments.
It sounds great. And you also mentioned that SUVs were one of the robots?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to take a quick look at that?
Yeah, sure.
Now let's go ahead and bring that up. So one of the things we've seen recently is there are some government agencies that are running these contests where you take a car and you have to drive it through the desert by itself, right? And now they're talking about doing that in the city. So we said, wouldn't it be neat if we gave you an SUV as a car?
Not just an SUV, but a Range Rover, it looks like. Is that a Range Rover?
It is not a Range Rover, because you do not have permission.
it's not really a Range Rover.
It's sort of like
the Czech Cola of the Coca-Cola, right?
In Austin Powers, you know, when they talk about Godzilla, and it's like, it's not really Godzilla for licensing reasons?
That doesn't even look like a Range Rover. What was I thinking? Okay.
Okay. So, and the best thing about it, it's better than a hybrid. It doesn't use no CO2 emissions from the sky.
Cool.
So, and here you've got cameras, you've got bumpers. We have to put a bumper on the top because it's got a built-in physics engine as well. So you can drive this thing and flip it over and do all sorts of fun stuff. But from a perspective of, you know, what do we have here? Let's just sort of zoom out. You know, I joked about you've got some of these virtual sets and environments and things like that. This is the basic version without, we don't have the other cars driving around in it yet, but you'll have traffic lights that are working. You know, we've got a parking garage over here. There's a fountain. There's even a Microsoft office over here in the corner.
Oh, wow.
And you're outside at French Cafe. So you can basically get in your car, drive around. There's a couple more of those billboards that we were talking about earlier.
Right. And how long? Okay, so it begins April 21st. When does it end?
So we look at RoboChamps like a league, like a robotics league. Mm-hmm. So the first season ends at the PDC.
Okay.
And then beyond that, we'll make some more announcements then.
Okay, and is there a prize?
That's the best thing, is you actually get to win. You're doing simulation here, but as I mentioned earlier, everything you're writing in here can be applied to real robots. So you get to win real robots as prizes for each of these challenges.
Very, very cool. Where can people find more information?
Okay, RoboChamps.com, so www.RoboChamps.com. It's also a social site, so if you're not a programmer, you can get involved. You get your own RoboChamps avatar. It's all animated in Silverlight and a sidebar gadget and the whole nine yards. So you can get involved even if you're not a programmer and just talk about robots.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. It's RoboChamps. Go build yourself a robot. What do you have to lose?